There's nowhere in the world we cherish more than our home. At Grundig, this is what we think about as we design, as we invent, as we create. We have in mind one single thought, making your home the best place to be. The Sessions at Midori House with Grundig, pioneers of quality, innovation, and craftsmanship. Visit grundig.com to find out more.
I'll take a little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
You're listening to the Sessions at Midori House in association with Grundig. This week's performance is by British musician Bruno Major. Over a year, he released a song each month, which he has collectively called A Song for Every Moon. Today, he plays three of those tracks and tells us why he decided to put music out by the moon cycle.
Hey, it's Bruno Major, and this is my song called Easily.
Don't you tell me that it wasn't meant to be. Call it quits, call it destiny. Just because it won't come easily, it doesn't mean we shouldn't try. We had a good thing going lately. It might not have always been a fairy tale, but you know, and I know that they ain't real. I'll take the truth over the story. You might have tried my patience greatly, but I'm not about to let us fail. 'Cause I'll be the wind picking up yourselves. But won't you do something for me? Oh, don't you tell me that it wasn't meant to be. And call it quits, call it destiny. Just because it won't come easily, it doesn't mean we shouldn't try. Come and I'm gone, inside out and back to front, all tangled and messy, but that's how we've been and will always be. And that's alright with me. Don't you tell me that it wasn't meant to be. Call it quits, call it destiny. Just because it won't come easily, it doesn't mean we shouldn't try. Try, just because it won't come easily, doesn't mean we shouldn't try.
Bruno Major, welcome to the Sessions at Midori House.
Hello, thanks for having me.
A Song for Every Moon is the title of your new album, called so because you wrote a song each month. Why did you decide to do that?
I recorded and released a song every month. I didn't write them all in the month themselves, although I did write some of them. I think about a third of them I wrote in the month themselves. I decided to do it because I had one song that was finished. It's called Wouldn't Mean a Thing, and it was recorded and ready to go, and I didn't want to have to wait another 8 months, you know. I just wanted to put it out there while it was like fresh, because when you first make a thing, it feels so great, and then you listen to it 10 million times and then it feels less great.
You want to do it while it's still exciting.
Exactly,
for you.
I think so. And then I thought, well, if I'm doing this now, why not just, you know, do it again next month and then again the month after that? And originally I thought, and then just do it forever. I'll just keep going forever until I run out of things to say. but my manager told me that was a stupid idea. And it probably was. So we compromised and we did a year.
So did you find that during the process where you were writing and recording a song every month, having that restriction made you more productive?
100%, yeah. I'm definitely an overthinker, and I think too much cerebral activity can damage your creative flow. And knowing that I had to deliver something at the end of each month meant I didn't have time to deliberate over silly things like where microphones should go, what guitar strings I should be using. And I just kind of threw stuff together. And as a result, I think the songs breathe in a certain way, which is cool.
So you don't ever listen back to them and think, oh, if I had 3 months to do that, then I could have done it like this.
Oh, 100. Yeah, every single song has something fairly major that I don't like about it. But in a way, I like that about it. So it's cool. I'm going to play a song I wrote a while ago now. It was actually one of the first songs I ever wrote. And it took me a while to figure out how to make it, how I heard it in my head. But I feel like I may have got there now. It's called Home.
There's no life without love, they say. None worth having anyway. You're a mystery to me some days. That's what keeps me sane. A heart that yearns is always young. You can't love just anyone. It's been a while since 21, but I still feel the same. So take me home and don't spare the horses. Way into a silence I need. Take me home and don't spare the horses. Way into a gossamer breeze. I don't need to build a house of stone. Wherever you are, where I call home, is where just you and me can drink and love and dance till three. Cause I have everything I need, and I'm with you alone. Home is where we stay all night. No roof above our starry sky. I'd lie here till the day I die, and our time together's flown. So take me home and don't spare the horses. Way into a gossamer breeze. Take me home and don't spare the horses. Way into a silent sunny. I don't need to build a house of stone. Wherever you are, where I call home. And I know I've made mistakes at times. Every now and then I've made you cry. For that I am sorry. They were few and far between. We're closer now than we've ever been. And I know you're sorry. Cause I used to wonder why I'm here. No rhyme, no reason would appear. Since we've met, it's loud and clear. I'm here to see you home.
Before one of the songs you played today, you said that you had the song in your head, but it took you a long time to get it out as a song.
Yeah.
How did you overcome that process?
I don't know. Some songs come together so quickly, and some songs take months or even years. And Home was a song that took years. I wrote it originally on the piano. It was kind of like a Billy Joel piano ballad. I'm a huge Billy Joel fan, so it was kind of, I wanted to write Always a Woman to Me or Piano Man, something like that. And then I was really proud of it lyrically and harmonically and stuff, but it just didn't really make any sense. It wasn't until my dad has an old Southern Jumbo Gibson from the 50s. And I went back to my parents' house and I just sat. And the first thing, he had it tuned to open G, I think it was. And I just sat down and made that guitar part, the kind of like intricate acoustic thing. And then the whole song just instantly became what it should have been the whole time.
And with this whole, like, making an album over a year, when you listen back to it, can you hear the times and the places that you were in? Because I guess, I don't know, in summer you're in a different place to winter, mm-hmm. mentally as well as physically. Can you really hear that in the music you were making?
Oh, definitely. I mean, easily I wrote in August, and I wrote it on a balcony with a singer-songwriter called Emily Elbert, who's amazing. But that song sounds like a balcony in Silver Lake on a hazy afternoon to me. And alternatively, home. If you listen to that recording, I've got a cold at the time. I had to record it with a cold. There was no option. So I sound a little bit blocked up. But it's kind of cool, and it suits the kind of slightly Christmassy vibes. And
makes it a bit cozier.
It does make it a bit cozier, yeah. And on our own, the last song, it feels so much like the ending. There was so much kind of emotional release that came with that song, not just because it was the last song, but also because it meant a lot to me in terms of the subject of it and stuff. And yeah, the whole album became a diary.
I mean, the title, A Song for Every Moon, obviously relates to this monthly cycle, but I wondered if that moon had any other influence on the songs you're writing, because I suppose people associate the moon with superstition and belief. Mm. Does any of that come into the album as well?
A little bit. I mean, I don't believe in... I'm not a religious person, but I feel very spiritual. I feel very connected to the universe. And I think that everything works in a beautiful, symmetrical, geometrical way, whether it's electrons that orbit around the nucleuses of atoms, or moons round planets, or planets round suns round the centre of galaxies, and all billions of galaxies are being attracted to something that we don't know what it is, and it all works in harmony. And I do feel like being in sync with everything, as stupid as that sounds, you know, we all get up because the sun rises and we go to sleep because the sun sets, just like the birds do. Well, apart from when we're partying and stuff, but I do think being in sync with the universe did feel like it gave me a certain amount of momentum.
You played the whole album at the Planetarium, I was reading.
Yeah, we did. We did a show with Spotify. It was under the giant dome at the Greenwich Planetarium, and as I was playing, all these universe images were travelling and we were going through space, and we had an astronomer there, so in between songs I was asking him questions about the galaxy. He knew everything. I was like, what is that? He's like, oh, it's a nebula in M83. It's approximately 2.75 billion years light years away from Earth. It was awesome. And then at the end, we arrived at the moon.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, maybe your next album can be about even more space things, the wider universe.
I don't know if I'm ready to do a David Bowie, but we'll see.
Watch this space. Well, Bruno Major, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you very much. So this song is called Wouldn't Mean a Thing, and it was the first song I put out from my collection of songs called A Song for Every Moon. How does it go? That's right.
I could climb the Himalayan mountains or the pyramids in West Peru. I could travel back in time and hear our green sing, but it wouldn't mean a thing without you. And I could sail across the Indian Ocean and bathe in the reflection of the moon. I could find a buried treasure of ancient kings, but it wouldn't mean a thing without you. No, it wouldn't mean a thing without you. 'Cause you bring out the best in me, help me see the world differently, be a better man than I'd ever be on my own. I'll give you the rest of me. You're the reason I rest easily. It's the love and loyalty. ocean. Cause I could work hard, make a fortune, and bet it all on red, I need to lose. If money comes my way, I won't be complaining, but it wouldn't mean a thing without you. No, it wouldn't mean a thing without you. Cause you bring out the best in me, help me see the world differently, be a better man than I'd ever be on my own.
You've been listening to the Sessions at Midori House in association with Grundig. This week's guest was Bruno Major, and his album A Song for Every Moon is out now on July Records. Bruno is touring North America next year alongside a date at the Village Underground in London. You can find out more information at brunomajor.com. This show is produced by me, Holly Fisher, and mixed by Kieran Banerjee. Join us at the same time next week when we'll begin to relive some of our favourite sessions of 2017. But for now, thanks for tuning in.
I could travel back in time and hear our green sing, but it wouldn't mean a thing without you.
At Grundig, we're proud of the quality, innovation, and craftsmanship that goes into everything we do. Grundig's audio products are no different. The highest standard of sound with the finest design forms. The Sessions at Midori House with Grundig, pioneers of quality and innovation. Visit grundig.com to find out more.